This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We're going to talk to our resident AR-15 specialist now, and that would be Kit Cope of Spikes Tactical. Good evening, sir. We got Kit. We had Kit. Did we lose Kit?
Kit's here. I'm talking.
Okay. Okay. Well, I didn't hear you till just now. So, anyway.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, how you doing?
Here I am. I am doing fabulously. Thank you very much.
How is business?
Oh, business is a booming. Yeah. Thank you to your patrons.
Well, I mean, I might have contributed a little bit to that. It's a little early yet, but you're very welcome.
I'll take it all, whichever way it comes.
Let's talk a little bit about the AR-15, which is it's a vilified thing, but it's also the fake villain. It's not really the villain because, you know, they just don't really get used that much. I mean, they make the news when they get used. They don't ever make the news when they get used in self-defense.
If the AR-15 is the villain, then so is high-fat, high-sugar foods and crosswalks and automobiles and...
spoons.
Airplanes. Booze, yeah. Booze is a big one.
All other means of conveyance and tools and everything to do with everything out there, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So, for you, right? For you now, and to be a gun manufacturer in the United States, just when if everything is going well, it's like walking a tightrope with a bunch of piranhas mixed in with some man-eating alligators and some great whites with some glass ground into their skin. You got to walk over that all the time just to be in compliance, right?
Yeah. While carrying everything you own in your arms.
So, why is it then that, for example, you recently got hit with the YouTube thing.
Yep.
And your YouTube thing, now you weren't out there. I happen to like AR-15s that throw a big fireball out at the end of them. Not really, you know, to use, but I love to photograph them and film them, slow motion or everything. It's very dramatic to look at and everything. You didn't even do that. You got kicked off of YouTube for putting on a trigger guard, which is about as pedestrian as you could possibly get when building an AR-15. Now,
yes, absolutely.
So would they have done that anyway, you think, if you'd gotten up there and said, "Hello, welcome to my channel. I'm Kit Cope. This is Spikes Tactical." That would have been enough to get you kicked off then, you think?
I do believe so.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't really anything in that video that anybody could even misconstrue as against their guidelines. It's just the fact that it's an AR-15. That's pretty much how it comes down. Now, you know, their new rules kicked into effect. So their new math equations are searching the YouTube space for keywords and whatnot to start getting rid of all the rest of the gun channels. I imagine it's probably hiccuped a little due to them being a little preoccupied with their own, aggressive vegans. But I saw on there today, I just went looking for anything that I could find that might possibly be against their parameters. And, yeah, you can still go on YouTube, and there are videos on not only the ones that we talked about before, which is like, you know, how to do all kinds of illegal stuff.
Right.
Like make drugs and that kind of thing. But also, there's still videos on there of how to make your Ruger 10/22 fully automatic.
Well, you know,
which is illegal.
It is illegal. And, but then again, so is how to make your own meth.
Yeah.
So,
still on there.
Have you ever heard anything else from them? Or was it just because you were an AR-15 manufacturer? That, I mean,
yeah, not only have we not heard anything else from them since we got banned, they didn't even send an email saying when they put our channel back on, they didn't send an email saying, "Hey, by the way, we've reinstated your channel. Sorry for the mix-up." Nothing like that. The only reason that I knew that they put it back on is because they sent that reporter that was interviewing me at the time, they sent her an email.
So
we haven't heard anything from them.
Have you posted anything since then?
We have not. We've been actually. We're still going to utilize the space. We're still going to use YouTube for what we can because it's an undeniably effective platform.
Sure.
Whereas other platforms, you know, for our cause will eventually catch up, you're still looking at a 10-year gap just to equate it to the search engine optimization. So we're working on moving a lot of videos, the videos that we think that they'll be offended by, such as, you know, maybe installing a handguard, perhaps. And we're moving those over to a Vimeo channel.
I'm trying to figure out whether I want to go to Vimeo, or I have a Vimeo channel, or I want to go to, do I want to go to Twitch? Although I'm still trying to figure out Twitch, which is sort of a hard one. But
yeah, Twitch is more of a streaming thing, which is actually really good for you.
No, it's a good streaming thing if you've got a good streaming camera. And, I mean, some of these Twitch guys get up there, and they have what looks like a full-on TV studio to sit in and everything else. I don't have that. That's why I'm in radio. I don't have that visual happening. That's why, I'm not sitting in a nice, I'm not sitting here right now in a nice GCN blazer going, "Well, now, welcome to my radio show. And now joining us now is Kit Cope. Kip, how are you?" I'm not doing that. So, I haven't really thought to. I used to do a video stream, but I'm not really worried too much about that. But I know that you're in the process of building one, and whenever that hits me, whenever I get that, I'm going to review that the same way I've reviewed, Agency and Salient and PWS and Warsport and DPMS and DTWS and all these other. And I'm going to review it the same way, and all of those are still sitting right now. All of my videos are still sitting up, and there has not been one that has been banned. I have had one that was demonetized for showing knives.
Oh, that is dangerous.
How dare I? But they had such a nice. Yeah, well, no, I was showing the Scallywag tactical knives, so those are not. Those are sort of like the Spikes tactical of knives there, so
right,
if you will. So anyway,
we did just come out with a knife, by the way.
Oh well, we'll have to talk about that too. Spikes Tactical is a place where you can find state of the art at a price about half that you would find with other people that are their peer, like Knights Armament, like any upper, their upper echelon rifles don't touch the so-called boutique guns, but they bring the same attributes to them, with them, and all for them. My guest this hour, from Spikes Tactical, is Kit Cope. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock, everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Kit Cope from Spike Tactical. And I was going to ask you this, and now somebody's even made it more fun. Are you currently able to sell AR-15s to people that live in Deerfield, Illinois?
We are, actually.
Well,
we have that capability.
Well, they've been banned now in Deerfield.
Yes, they have.
Yes, they have. They have a...
When did that? Tell me all about it.
Hang on a second. I actually have that that we can talk about if you would like to, real quick. I saw this the other day because, you know, it comes down to the importance of preemption laws, but coming out of Deerfield, Illinois, owners of assault weapons living in North Suburban Deerfield have until June the 13th to remove the firearms within village limits or face daily fines after a ban was approved Monday night. The Village Board of Trustees unanimously approved a ban on certain types of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, amending a 2013 ordinance that regulated the storage of these things. The new ordinance prohibits the possession, sale, and manufacturing of certain types of assault weapons and large-capacity magazines within the village, according to the ordinance. One change from the law, as it was originally discussed, exempts retired police officers. Violations carry a fine between $250 and $1,000 per day, according to Matthew Rose, the village attorney. He said the fine is levied each day until there is compliance. He said the new law is modeled after one approved by Highland Park in 2013. That ban survived a legal challenge by one of the city's residents and the Illinois State Rifle Association. And it was upheld by the Seventh Circuit, and the U.S. Supreme Court decided to let that stand. So among these cited are the AR-15, the AK-47, the Uzi, the Galil, I'm sure the Galil. And I guess they'll have to go all now to the Ruger Mini 14.
I guess we'll have to start making mini 14s.
Now
we will never give up.
That what they've done is they've taken four recent shooting events and they looked at this and added everything up. Which, you know, one of them is going to be Las Vegas, the other one's going to be Sutherland, and probably the other one is probably Pulse nightclub shooting. And then thrown in Parkland, and they say that there's a total of 150 people killed by these things. And, all that other
which
stuff.
Is so, like your, which is like a week of the amount of people that aspirin kills.
Yeah.
20 people every single day in the United States die of aspirin overdose.
Yeah. Do you know how many people die in schools from rampage killers per year, average? In the 38 years they've been tracking them, do you know the average?
I do not.
Four. Of the people that have been killed in rampage shootings since they started counting them, 45 were killed with pistols and 44 were killed with rifles.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Rifles. Well, not necessarily AR-15s.
It turned out to be AR-15s, I think, in most cases, because they've got, They've got Parkland. They've got Parkland and Newtown account for 44. So, yeah, I think that's 44 right there. So, I mean, those two shootings happen right there. But then Virginia Tech accounts for 32 of the 45 killed with pistols. So, this is for somebody like you, right?
Yeah, sounds like an epidemic.
It's an epidemic. But for somebody like you, do you have to pay attention? Like, can you get in trouble for shipping a rifle to Deerfield now?
We actually, so we have a person that stays up on all of that.
Right.
Stays up on all the laws and, closely watches that. From FFL to FFL, which is Federal Firearms Licensee,
yes,
you could actually ship one to an FFL there, and whilst it was still there within that FFL, it would be legal.
Right.
So it would actually be illegal for that gun store or whatever it is to sell it.
From that point on.
Which is now, and when I say illegal, I mean per that, newest release statute, which is also illegal.
Well, it's unconstitutional anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So,
we are playing word games,
sure.
But unconstitutional is basically another word for illegal.
Yes. except yeah. in the judicial system as it exists today. The Seventh Circuit, right. Seventh Circuit upheld it, and of course the Supremes decided not
yeah,
to. I understand why they. Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand why they fought Gorsuch so hard. They're going to fight the next one harder because if they get the next one, then I think a lot of these cases will be refiled. I think the Colby mm-hmm. case, that case, the Highland Park case, they'll all be refiled because they'll have five justices there saying, let's go. They only have to have four to get it, and they'll get the fourth. They'll get the fourth. They've got Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch right now, and of course, John Roberts isn't doing anything, and the others aren't doing anything either, but I think we'll see a change in that, and I'm not real comfortable leaving it to those old people in the robes.
No,
you know,
not
we're sitting,
at all.
We're sitting around here and letting Ruth Bader Ginsburg do stuff, and I mean, can she even drive now? I mean,
there, yeah, that's what needs, to be looked into. There was a judge in New Jersey, and I'm sure you're aware of this case, the case of Brian Aitken.
Yes, sir.
So, in case the listeners don't know, so Brian Aitken, long story short, was more or less traveling through New Jersey, on his way to relocate in Pennsylvania, stopping by his mother's house in New Jersey. He had an AR-15 and two handguns, if my memory serves, disassembled in his trunk. There is whatever you want to call it, an allotment for that. There is a part of the law in New Jersey that allows for relocating.
Let me get you to hold right there at relocating. We'll pick that up. I want you to tell that story because that's a story that needs to be told, and we'll get back to that. Spikes Tactical, though.
Gotcha. Yes.
Your parts, the parts at Spikes Tactical, the things that the fully built rifles. They build the rifles for Pipe Hitters Union. This is the edge of state of the art. This is pushing it. And some of the combinations they have with some of the guns, they've got some of the stocks they've got on these and all these other things. They're right there leading the pack as far as actually implementing the latest and the newest. And I can't wait to get one in my hands. We'll be right back. My guest is Kit Cope. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Spikes Tactical is Kit Cope. And we were talking, we were starting to talk about Brian Aitken, who he made the mistake of driving through East Germany, I mean New Jersey, and I'm going to leave that. You go ahead with the rest of the explanation, if you would, please.
All right. So he had a few firearms disassembled and in his trunk while in transit. He ended up getting his vehicle searched, and they found the firearms, which are illegal to possess in New Jersey at the moment. And so they took him to the clink. They offered him a bunch of plea deals if he'd just plead guilty. He stuck to his laurels, said he didn't do anything wrong. Now, like I mentioned, there is a part of the law that says that it's that you're fully within your legal capabilities to have those weapons in transit. The judge, however, wanting to make an example of him, instructed the jury to ignore that exception. Ignore the exception of the law. And so he ended up getting, I want to say it was 14 years or something like that, something ridiculous.
Right.
And he ended up serving about 4 months when Mr. Chris Christie got wind of the situation and exonerated him. And so he's actually next weekend, Mr. Brian Aitken is celebrating his victory, if you can call it that. I mean, still after serving 4 months in jail.
Right.
So he's celebrating that. in New Jersey, and we are presenting him with his first AR-15 pistol since his release.
Well, now, he will be a lucky man, won't he? Now, yes, he as my understanding
but
of that case...
You, the power of the judge, the power of the guys in the robes.
Yeah.
And the abuse of that power.
Well, he was in compliance with the federal statutes on how to transport weapons, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with First Lieutenant Anthony Kim in D.C.? Are you familiar with that case as well?
I am not.
They didn't take his gun. Well, they didn't arrest him, but they took his guns. He was going to Walter Reed. He'd just come stateside. He was... You know, he'd been in combat and he was sort of messed up. So he went to Walter Reed, and as he was driving around, because they saw his out-of-state tag, the D.C. cops started following him, and they confiscated his guns, even though he was in federal compliance as far as transporting the guns the way he was transporting them. He finally got them back. It took 3 years, and he had like a Colt Delta Elite, I think, was one of his pistols. And one of the cops had scratched his initials on the finish of the gun when he booked it into evidence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're always looking for a way to get somebody somehow, I guess, in the gun. Although now I would imagine in D.C., if you go into D.C. now, might not be nearly as bad since they're a shall-issue state. I don't know if they have reciprocity with anybody, but a shall-issue region, I guess, or shall issue district.
Yeah, yeah.
We should call them
district. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's definitely we're walking a tight line right now.
Well, here's the thing. I know a couple of guys that were instrumental that went into Colorado, for example, and they led they were on the ground pushing the effort for the recall election after Colorado went all gun control purple, right?
Right.
And they got those people recalled, and they did it by doing grassroots stuff. They tried to go to New Jersey just to go after Kevin Sweeney, okay, the president of the Senate up there, who has a concealed carry permit, will allow nobody else up there to have one.
Right.
And they couldn't get enough people interested in doing it in New Jersey.
That is absolutely nuts.
Well, it's in the chat room, we're talking about Deerfield now, and somebody was asking who's going to be the Paul Revere of 2018 in, you know, for this kind of thing. And I pointed out that you're going to have to fight Stockholm Syndrome in some of these states, because some of these states, when, like, if somebody moves out of New Jersey or Maryland or New York or whatever, and they come to, say, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, where guns are carrying, free states, and they see people carrying guns, they go into culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to deal with the culture shock. So,
yeah. They bring their poison with them.
They bring their poison with them, yeah. But, I mean, some of them actually turn into gun. Here in South Carolina, the biggest group of people that we have coming into South Carolina in my portion of the state that are, when they become citizens, the first thing they do is get a gun permit are the British.
Ah.
The British.
That makes complete sense.
Yeah, they're doing it in droves.
I know quite a few Brits, and a lot of Americans think that British people are not allowed to own guns. Which is not true. They are allowed to own rifles.
And shotguns.
There's a specific number that they're allowed to own, actually. I think they can only own 5 or 7, something like that.
Right.
But they're also encouraged to own silencers or suppressors for those guns.
Yes, you buy them at any hardware store, don't you? It's easier to buy the suppressor than it is to buy the gun.
Yeah, it's basically just counted in their overall gun count. It's just counted as another gun.
Right.
Because they don't, I guess it's because they don't have quite the movie industry that we do. And so the people there actually know what a suppressor does. And they know that it's not like what it sounds like in the movies.
Oh, well, you know, the Brits, they don't have the, I don't know of anywhere nowadays that has what I would call a completely unbiased news organization, but the Brits do a lot of it. Their stuff does a lot of exposing. The only time they get really crazy is when they decide that they're very anti-gun over there, and they seem to be very preoccupied with us having them for some reason. So yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, well, that's us having them kind of ruined their party a few years ago.
Well, you know, during World War II, when Churchill was afraid that the Germans were going to land on the shore, because that was the thing that Hitler was after, was getting the UK. They had no guns, and the U.S. airlifted 400,000 weapons to pass out to the farmers and to the countryside, because, you know, Churchill was out there saying, we'll fight you in the streets and in the farms and in the fields and in the dales, you know. But actually, nobody was going to fight them because nobody had no way to fight them. And then
they airdropped those single shooters.
Yeah. Well, we took them a bunch of Garands.
Yeah.
That was
France, right? That we airdropped all those single shooters with a pamphlet.
Yes, yes.
Instructing people on how to use that single shooter to shoot a German soldier and take his weapon.
Yeah. But right after the war was over, they collected all those 400,000 rifles we just sent Churchill and his people quite nicely, and then dumped them in the English Channel. So there you have it. We're coming into the last break there, boss. Let me get you to hold on for just a second. Spikes,
all right.
Tactical. This is the thing about this company is they are the most politically incorrect company. But only in the sense that they say what they think, and then they do what they say. They're for you, they're for freedom, they're for the Constitution, all the good stuff. They could be a Chevrolet commercial, except they're Spikes Tactical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical, just because, well, you know, Kit. You know, when I call you politically incorrect, I kind of almost feel like I'm doing you a disservice, because all you're doing is what you've always done, right?
Absolutely. I'm not a joiner. I just didn't trade over to the fake world.
Right.
It's a utopian society that people are trying to get membership in that doesn't actually exist.
So when I say that, I sort of feel like I'm being sort of, I'm not insulting to you. It's just that I get the idea that sometimes we have to say that now, just simply because that way people will know where you stand and what you're doing and what you stand for, and all this other stuff.
I took it as a complete compliment.
Okay, that's good. Anyway, but you know, you've now got Spike Tactical has a newsletter out about the latest thing against freedom. Tell me a little bit about that.
We do. If you head over to the SpikesTactical.com website, you can sign up for our weekly, or it's actually a bi-weekly newsletter. We know that it's kind of annoying to just keep having to click on the same stuff over and over and over again. We also know that we don't want to put the same thing in, you know, this week's newsletter that we put in the last week's newsletter, because, you know, maybe there hasn't been enough to discuss. So instead of flooding your inbox, we just decided to do it twice a month, and at your request. We didn't go out and buy emails or buy, you know, bundles of people's personal information like a lot of companies do. You go onto the website, you sign up for the email, and we'll send you some good news every couple of weeks.
And how has that been received?
Great. Actually, we're actually getting a lot of feedback from people who have seen their friends or have been forwarded the newsletter from their friends and want to join up. I'm sure that's a lot has to do with, there are not a lot of companies that are, that are unafraid, I would say, or that are fighting that fear of reprisal against you know, the popular vote of the world. And we've kind of come out in the media a lot lately, displaying that, and that's been very well received by the public that that has our same views, I would guess.
Well, in one aspect, you're absolutely right. I have approached various companies over time whenever something happens to them. And in 9 times out of 10, especially within the gun community, I have found that the reprisal for a perceived wrong is instantaneous, and it's vicious. And a lot of times, in a lot of cases, I find it to be unwarranted. But then when you go to the company and you say, listen, I'm offering you a chance to come on the air and at least get your side of it out, and I don't know, you know, how big this will spread for you, and I don't know how far it will take you or anything else, but at least you will be on the record of, as having said something. And a lot of times, they just won't do it. They just will not do it.
Feel like a part of that is that they view themselves as alone, as them versus, you know, the entire left, which actually, I mean, it's warranted. I think that that we fight amongst ourselves in the gun industry.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, competition is healthy, but we can compete through our products. We can compete through our results. We don't have to, you know, disparage other companies and, you know, mudsling and all that fun stuff that you do when you're in middle school. I think it does happen a lot in our industry where companies just bicker amongst each other, and we're all on the same side. We are a very, very strong group of people, and united, if we could somehow create unity within the gun culture, the opposition would stand no chance.
Yeah.
We are the absolute more intelligent and more realistic group of people.
Sometimes just too many alpha males in the kitchen.
Yeah, it does happen.
Now, when you guys did the Not Today Antifa ad campaign, you and Pipe Hitters, you and Lincoln.
Yes, sir.
At first, everybody coming at you was from the left, weren't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We got a lot of hate mail. We got phone calls, and those kind of died out quickly. You know, they get bored. Those people get bored easily.
Sure.
And especially since we're not really giving them anything that they're looking for.
Right.
You know, they're looking for us to get as upset as they are. Or at least as upset as they're virtue signaling.
Which would be really bad for them if you guys did too. Let's point that out.
I mean. Absolutely. That's subsided quite a bit. We get a whole lot more support than we did in the beginning. And then we get those tricky ones that pretend like they're really interested in hearing our side, and then create horrible, you know, execution pieces like the Orlando Weekly.
Yeah, well, that one, I mean, it's the thing with Orlando and the thing with Parkland, for that matter. They're very good examples of why, you know, you look at these things and all of these people that think there's going to be something they can do that magically will prevent something. I think the only thing that we can do is harden things from the inside and make it really dangerous to do it. Make it really
absolutely
hazardous to their health.
That has worked historically.
Yes, it has. And the fact that they are resisting this, and for some, I did not realize that teachers were so incompetent that they can't you know, they drive a car. I mean, driving a car is at least as complicated as handling a gun, isn't it?
I would say much more complicated.
Yeah,
you have to do things with your feet, with your hands. You're looking in different directions. Guns are simple.
Yep. So
they're very simple. They're very straightforward. Everything makes sense, and they're very deliberate.
Yep.
I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Spikes Tactical ARs hanging on my wall right here on my Galatech.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that none of them walked out and shot anybody today.
I can almost guarantee you that you're absolutely right about that. I can almost guarantee
you. It's all a very deliberate thing.
Yeah. All of you listening to me, you should take the time to go to Spikes Tactical and sign up for the newsletter. Because the fact that you got a gun manufacturer in your midst that is in the fight in other ways, you just don't understand how rare that is. I mean, it's not. Ronnie Barrett does it over at Barrett's. There's a lot of people that are really vocal about it. There's a lot of people that are not as they don't get hurt as much because you know they're not right now in the spotlight or something. But these guys got
to fly below the radar.
Spikes, pipe hitters, they got in the spotlight, and instead of wilting under the light, they just flourished and went crazier. They just went out there and just well, in their estimation, anyway. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming
on. And that's
a
call to the other companies, too. That's
yeah.
a call to other manufacturers.
You join do it fight. So they can do it. Join the fight. That's it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you joining me this evening. We will be in touch.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.